This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios.
Powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
It is Dom time. Welcome in. So we have the good news on the CR, the continuing resolution. Jeff Van Drew here to talk about that. Better news on inflation. E.G. and Tony will be here to talk about that. And the idea that the inflation rate was 2.8% in February, that's really the first month of Trump. That's all good. But the tariff thing is the sticky part of this. I know we're told to have faith on that. I'll ask Antonio about that. But this this stopgap bill does give them a ramp toward actually doing something important. We only had one person, Massey, we talked about yesterday, who would not sign off. Apparently, Rand Paul will not sign off in the Senate. Much as I love Rand Paul, I think that's a mistake. Okay. Democrats look like they're going to die on this hill again of this. And President Trump, I think at some point here shortly, is going to announce a travel ban from these risky countries in the Middle East who happen to be Muslim. You may remember that the first time he did it. I think he should do it. He's going to do it again. But I want to start off with something that's at the heart of some of the stuff we've seen going on here with President Trump and DEI and the battle over that and what that actually means. Inquirer's got a big piece today, not just on Lower Merion, but a bunch of school districts. Now, Lower Merion, at least on paper, is the crown jewel. They say, the Inquirer, they probably spend more than anybody in Pennsylvania. Maybe they're up there in the country per student. And Lower Merion's particularly important. We had this group for the education show, Dr. Fishbein, No Left Turn, that started because her kids were in a elementary school in the Lower Merion School District. And it got her nuts. They were being taught the racial, the stuff that we've come to talk about, in which these kids, they were white, were the offender, and other children who were a minority were the victims, the victim ideology, critical race theory. So here, Lower Merion, this big article today, is being castigated It says, the Inquirer, in 2009, black students trailed white students in Lower Marion School District by 28.3 percentage points in the PSSA, that's the statewide scores, for reading and writing. And I think they trailed by more in math. By 2024, the most recent, the gap had grown to 33.4. So this school district, who's incredibly affluent, educated, a lot of influence on that, and progressive, I might add, they're getting bashed because of the fact things have gotten worse. And there's all sorts of stuff in here claiming they don't understand cultural competency. The school district says, hey, we're trying to be diverse and all these other things. So what's the reason for this? Well, I think this is a highly competitive school district with parents, mom's a lawyer, dad's a doctor, or the opposite. And then you have minority students in that area that are middle class. I think you'd have to be almost, but maybe it takes a period of time to reach the same level of generation after generation of these other parents. But in what universe can you bash Lower Marion School District for diminishing or downplaying minority students? We really believe that? So what would the reason be that this continues to happen? Well, the fact that for the last 8 to 10 years, they practiced this critical race theory, telling everyone they're a victim. Not that I'm saying that's the single thing that's there. They also talk about Cheltenham School District, which used to be a very good school district. I don't think it is anymore. They can come on anytime and tell me otherwise. And they talk about the same gap there. North Penn, they talk about the gap there. Wissahickon, Colonial, these are all pretty good school districts, other Montgomery County school districts. The gap in the third through eighth grade scoring in these various tests. Lower Marion says it sought to make its curriculum more culturally friendly to ensure they include diverse voices and all the rest of it. So this to me is an indictment. Not that I'm crying tears, because the Lower Marion School District has been overtly progressive with all the usual nonsense forever. And look at what happens. They're being blamed because there is this gap there. Are they responsible? Or is it on the parents and students that there's that gap there? Why is that gap there? Now, under diversity, equity, and inclusion, there can't be that gap. Equity says you have to have equal outcomes. That's the whole point of it. So 855-839-1210. I'll do more on this in the education shows we have. But here's a school district that goes out of its way, spends a ton of money, and yet they still have these same gaps. Is it the schools? Are they racially insensitive? Is there something they're not doing? I think, you know, I don't agree with their indoctrination, but as far as paying teachers, as far as facilities, as far as spending, as far as, you know, the most contemporary techniques, they're doing all that. Why would you have these results? And they have similar things in some of these other school districts. I just thought it was another example of exactly the types of things that go on with this DEI programming. So is Lower Marion not doing enough DEI? Does it mean that they have to come up? If these outcomes don't come out to be roughly the same, then Lower Marion School District are what, racist? They may not be overtly, but something's wrong there. And DEI, what are they going to do? Are they going to make it that somehow, now these are statewide tests. What are they supposed to do in this situation? Are they supposed to give extra work, extra tutoring, better teachers for people that are behind? What is the norm there? This is a big time school district, really powerful, a lot of money. Lot of stuff. It's a crown jewel, one of the top two or three in the entire state. And yet they have these gaps. Is Trump to blame? Or is the equity idea ridiculous? Is there equal opportunity there? I'd have to say in Lower Merion, there must be equal opportunity. Well, why are they not getting equal outcomes? That's what you must do. That's what apparently these parents groups are saying to the Inquirer and what the Inquirer is saying. 855-839-1210, you'll get a line. So that's one thing. Jeff Van Drew will be here today at 1230. Only one person voted not to do this continuing resolution. It does slash spending. It does set a different base. It does give them, I think, a ramp to move forward. And the inflation news is tremendous. That's the lowest up until 4 years ago of what's called core inflation. But I'm still not on board with the tariffs. Now, I see people out there, and if you are a supporter of President Trump, you take it as your duty, particularly if you're getting near retirement age, you worked a while, that your 401k is taking a beating, to say you're doing it for the good of the country, that somehow or another, this is just going to bring jobs back to America. That's what they are. Sometimes it's fentanyl. My gripe with the tariffs is they're kind of chaotic. We don't know from one moment to the next where we're going with this stuff. One other thought, too. I wish they would let the president, or any president, drive. Now, I don't know about driving the huge beast, what that must be like. I mean, I've driven a 32-foot RV in the middle of the night on one of the things we've done.
Really?
I drove a
with
bus.
With 2 feet?
Yeah, with 2 feet, of course.
Wow, that's impressive.
Yeah, I've driven a bus only in a parking lot, but I didn't smash into anything. It was a big parking lot. Maybe there weren't too many cars there, like none. Get behind here. Let me see this bus. But I'm a big believer.
Wait, you're leaving out the best thing that you drove.
What was that?
Watch the tram car, please.
Oh, that's right, the tram car. Yeah. Although I did go
off
the rails.
That's like 40, 50 feet long.
Yeah, I did. That's
longer
right.
That.
Yeah, I did go up the rails a little bit there. I didn't know you had to move over. I thought they were pointing me to go right down the boardwalk.
You were about to go into the sand.
Yeah, exactly.
Off-roading with the tram car.
The guy said, would you like to make this wide turn there? Sure, let me do it at high speed. I just think, I've always thought this, that if you're driven around, it's one of the surest ways to lose touch with things. By driving, there's something about it that puts you more in touch with reality. I don't know that President Trump has driven that much since maybe, what, the 80s or 70s? You know, I don't know if he had a chauffeur when he was a kid. I don't know, if you don't drive.
Did he ever learn how to drive?
I don't know if he does. He says, oh, I'd love to drive this. They won't let me.
My favorite quote is when Elon says, oh, yeah, it's like driving a golf cart. Just a really big golf cart there, Donald.
Well, you know, a golf cart is not an easy thing to drive.
Really?
Yeah, because
I wouldn't know.
If you have, you know, golf courses, usually there's a couple where there could be pretty hilly. And Luke's motto is you go at a higher speed. I'm not going at a higher speed.
I floor it every time I'm out on the links.
Over hills?
Oh, yeah, it doesn't matter.
No, that doesn't help you going over here. That's how you topple over.
Have you ever tipped it, Henry?
So bit. No. No, I'm a great driver.
Oh, yeah, you don't want to be tipping this thing. That's,
I'm out here like the Fast and the Furious. I'm not crashing into anything. I'm not tipping over.
Okay. Well, I agree that driving a golf cart's good, but with the hills, you got to take it easy.
It's like driving a golf cart, basically. Very simple. It's very simple.
Very simple. Yeah, let's see it. I have no objection to putting there. The whole nonsense of this, too. Here, these are electric vehicles, right? And yet the left is going crazy, so much so they're attacking Tesla showrooms, etc. These cars don't look that good to me, though. I'm not getting a Tesla. The paint job. I bet Trump said, hey, you know, got to do a better paint job over here. Do they pop to you for $94.5?
No.
No. Not only that, give me an Edison. I'll drive an Edison. I'm not driving a Tesla. There's a sore point with Dan. Yeah, the Tesla thing right away.
Ew. You want to drive an Edison?
Yeah,
I would never want to drive an Edison.
Be a great, I bet it'd have a nice paint job.
It'd just be a stolen design. Stolen lesser design, the Edison.
All right, so let's see if anybody out there has is going to buy a Tesla.
Are you buying a Tesla?
No, I just told you. I don't even like the paint. Let alone
just because of the
else.
Name, though?
No, I don't like that either. Like the paint. Yeah, no, I'm not.
No Cybertruck for Dom?
I can't see buying a car over $30,000. I mean, I just can't even imagine that. That's about the limit. And even that's
good luck in today's world, man. That's,
I know. That's why I'm not, yeah.
Well, you can get a Tesla for under $30,000.
You can?
Yeah. Yeah, one with like 50, 60,000 miles on the battery. A couple years old.
That's the other thing. I am deathly afraid of fire. The slightest mention of fire. When those things start to fire up, that is a big problem. All right, so we'll see if people are buying Teslas. I'd love to hear from you because of this great infomercial yesterday at the White House. There were several there. Did you see that little X was there, too?
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a theory that's developed online about little X.
Yeah, what is that?
I'm curious if you want to address it.
Yeah, go ahead.
The left is convinced that little X only started appearing after Luigi Mangione took a shot at the CEO of healthcare. And says that Elon's only parading him around for the sole sake of having him as a meat shield so nobody fires a shot at him being a CEO.
Oh, God.
Well, it's disgusting to think of a kid as a meat shield, to be quite honest.
Yeah, I haven't seen him that much, but little X is not allowed near the Oval Office desk after the last time. All right. 855-839-1210. Side question. Yesterday was the birthday of Anthony Davis, formerly of the Lakers, and all throughout, not as much in the pros, but in college, unibrow. He's one of the guys with just an unbelievable unibrow.
Embraces it, too, I feel.
I think he does.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He loves it.
Yeah. So what we're looking for today, somebody with a distinctive, they're known for it, unusual facial characteristic. For example, when I think of, I'm on chins. I started looking at chins yesterday.
Chins.
One, Kirk Douglas as the most famous chin ever made his fame. And I think
I disagree with that.
Who
and the most famous chin of all time. I don't think it's Kirk Douglas.
Who is that?
I mean, he's got the great divot and all, but I think the more caricatured chin and more popular chin. Who'd you say?
Leno.
Yeah, that's exactly where I'm going.
Leno. Yeah. But I meant a good chin. I don't think Leno's chin's a good. It's noticeable. Yeah. And speaking of bad chins, I'm going to take J.D. Vance off, and I agree with you. That's why the beard and everything else.
You actually took off my answer because I was going to go with the beard. J.D.'s beard is a distinct feature.
There you go. All right, that is distinct.
Have you gotten into the meme war yet? Are you memeing J.D. with,
I've seen that, and it looks bad. I think they really fatten him up.
The point.
Yeah.
Well, now J.D.'s taken the Leonardo DiCaprio clapping meme, put his face on it, and tweeted that out. So has it officially jumped the shark?
He needed to make it fat. That's the caveat. He didn't make it fat. He still made it skinny.
Looking, yeah.
Yeah. So he's not a part of the joke. He's not willing to fully accept the meme yet.
Just a side question. If Leonardo DiCaprio were sitting in here as a man looking at him, would I be blown away and saying, this is the most handsome man I've ever seen? I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No. I don't think so. I'm not seeing it.
No, not now?
No.
No? Okay.
No, not now.
Maybe at a different point, but right now, no.
Okay. Dan, so who's yours? J.D. Vance's beard.
J.D. Vance's beard. I'm going to take out the one that I almost broke the internet one April 1st a couple years ago, April Fool's Day, when he said that he got his teeth fixed, that being Michael Strahan and the giant gap right up
front. Oh, yes. That is a great one. Yeah, that is a really good one. The gap tooth thing is a plus now. Lauren Hutton, what's her name? Model Strahan. Henry Abbott, yours.
Yeah, so let me take two off the board here. I'm going to take off Steve Buscemi's eyes.
Ooh.
Okay.
Something about those eyes. Yeah, those bug eyes that you're like, well, what am I looking at?
And lazy eyes, too. Yeah,
he's got both. He's got a lazy eye going on there, too. Now, that's not an attractive man.
No.
Remember they called him a fox in Sopranos? Janice did. What the hell? Who wrote that line?
I feel like anytime he's mentioned, though, I feel like I got to underline the heroic act that he hopped onto the fire engine on 9/11 and helped out the firefighter. So it's an awesome thing.
Great man.
Is that it, Steve Buscemi?
So then I have one, and he's got a trifecta of facial features here between his hair, his eyes, and his big old fake teeth. And that would be the totally normal-looking Gary Busey.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought you were going Phil Murphy there for a moment.
I might as well have.
Yeah.
Can I take one more?
Yeah, go right ahead.
How about an entire Super Bowl commercial dedicated to it with it flying around? How about the eyebrows of Eugene Levy?
Yeah.
Ah, now that is distinctive eyebrow. Yes. All right. So it might be handsome. It might be beautiful. It might not. Some facial feature that really pops coming off the unibrow. Here's how you get in, 855-839-1210. And I'm looking for people who say, yeah, I look at my 401k. I'm not worried about any of this. That's starting to become a little bit more doubtful. But the inflation numbers in just 1 month to see the turnaround. And the gas watch is officially back on. People are sending me pictures. I think York and County Line Road. Somebody sent me pictures. Coach sent me a couple pictures. $2.85 a gallon, regular. That's pretty good. We haven't seen that in a long time. Somebody called in with Robert yesterday called in with $2.99 somewhere. Are we going to get back close to $2.50 at some point? Well, summer coming up. Maybe not. But 855.
Hey, before we go.
Yes.
Ro Giordano. So if you were listening to the crossover between the Dawn and Dom shows.
Yes.
Dom suggested him and Ro are talking about new Travis Manning things to raise money. And
yes.
Said that Ro suggested that.
Dancing.
Yeah, you might guys, you should go out dancing. Okay. I really like the idea, but she did text me saying, confirming, Dom cannot dance with an
there
emoji.
You go.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So
see,
I feel
I'm
like,
out of that.
So is she saying this tongue-in-cheek? We got to get everyone dancing so they can all see
no,
how you dance?
No, she wasn't. She just says this stuff. You know, she thinks it's a good idea.
I'll sign up to be Rose dance partner.
All right, there you go. All right.
That would be quite the sight to see my 6'8 self
oh,
with
my
her,
God,
you know?
Yes. Lying about 5 feet. You're lying about 6'8", but you're pretty close, I think. All right. 855. She just says standard. You think that we're walking somewhere in New York? Do you think Dan would be hitting his head there? Because you're almost hitting your head.
I love that she thinks it that way. I
yeah.
do too.
Oh, Dan would be hitting his head. Yeah. 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is just push pounds 1210.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least 3 times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
This next half hour is going to be great. Jeff Van Drew, noted haberdasher, will be here, and dentist. But, Gavin Newsom. He went Charlie Kirk on his podcast. Then he went Michael Savage. And now he's really, I'll tell you after Van Drew, who's next on the Gavin Newsom podcast. Is this a shrewd move? No, he's out slicking himself here. It's not working. I'll tell you who that is coming up, but should be a pretty interesting listen as a podcast. Lance in South Philly's next, though, on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Lance, good afternoon.
Morning. How you doing, Dom?
Good.
Well, like I told your producer, I'm going to go with Frida.
Ooh, Frida.
Frida Kahlo.
Yeah.
I like that.
The artist.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Very distinctive. Very, very distinctive.
Is that a unibrow vote then? Okay.
Yes, yes. And the second part is the reading score. They don't know why. They don't know why minority kids aren't doing as well as their white counterpart. And as I told you, producer, when you move into these areas, and I've been doing these areas for years, when you go into the New Hope and you go into the Yardleys and the Villanova area and the King of Prussia and the Upper Bucks and the Upper Marians and Lower Marians, mm-hmm. it takes two incomes to live in these communities. Normally, mom is taken with them. Mom is 75, 80. Both parents are out working because they're professionals. If you go along 23, Route 23, and you behind a bus, when these kids get off the bus, it isn't mom or dad meeting them. It's an older grandparent meeting these children in these affluent areas. They don't have time after working 8 or 10 hours a day, excuse me, to come home and help with reading. Some do, some don't. But most of the time, no, you're not going to have that. Both parents are out working. They just don't have the time.
All right, thank you, Lance. But does that explain the racial gap here? You know, what's, you know, Lower Marion deserves it, given they're progressive, holier than thou. But I think it's unfair that the gap has gone up. Well, that's not equitable. Do we really think that Lower Marion is doing something in any way, shape, or form that is lesser toward minority kids versus the white kids that are in Lower Marion schools? No, I don't. It's just ludicrous to blame them. They bring it on themselves with critical race theory and everything else, and the emphasis on equity. 855-839-1210, you get in. One more, then we got Jeff Van Drew. Gary in Newtown. Hey, Gary, afternoon.
Hey, Dom, how are you, sir?
Good.
Thanks for taking my call. With respect to your last call and the opening to your show, what would you guess to be the people who believe equal outcomes are also the ones who believe in survival of the fittest? That's an oxymoron, right?
I wouldn't say they did believe in, you can't believe in both.
But that category of person who believes in equal outcomes also generally believes in Darwinism.
I don't know, Gary, but tell me where you're going with this. What's your point?
We are, from whatever time you want to say we've been on this planet as human beings, we're never going to have equal outcome because we're not the same from the get-go, meaning from the time we were evolved or from the time we were, an embryo was made. So from that point, and then you have what Lance just said, which is, okay, what's the environment that you grow up in?
Right, it's the
That's
environment.
Never
right,
going
yeah.
to be the same, ever.
Right. Yeah, so I don't blame Lower Marion at all, but they deserve it given their posture, their preening publicly. You know, their ideology is progressive. Now it's backfiring. They're not doing anything wrong to provoke this. That's just way unfair. But Gary, give me your facial features.
I'm gonna go right off of where Henry went, and I'm gonna go with a trifecta or a quadfecta. And I'm gonna say, going back to people my age, it's gonna be Farrah Fawcett. She's got the hair, she's got the teeth, she's got the big pair of beautiful eyes, and the chest that goes along with it.
All right, how's that facial? Well, who knows?
She's got the big eyes. Those big pair of eyes.
Yeah, big pair of eyes. The teeth were gleaming beyond belief. All right, a man who knows about teeth and haberdashery, that would be Jeff Andrew is next. What happened here with the CR bill? What does he think about inflation and a bunch of other stuff? And then I'll tell you who Newsom is bringing on next. Wow, this is must listen. All right, all that straight ahead. Talk Radio 1210. All right, Dom Giordano's show, 855-839-1210. Momentarily, we should speak with Jeff Andrew about a lot of things that are building up here. But I'll tell you who it is. And chew on this. We were talking here, Henry, Dan, and I. First, Newsom had on Charlie Kirk. And Charlie Kirk kind of sounded like the host. I'm not a big fan of Kirk. But he made a lot of good points. He was fine. And maybe Newsom thought, yeah, I'll pretend I'm taking advice from this guy. I'll drop the trans thing. And somehow or another, that'll move me around here politically. Then it was Michael Savage, who's a smart guy. That was yesterday. The upcoming, the third in the podcast, is Steve Bannon. Oh, my goodness. This ought to be pretty good. So is Newsom going to bill himself as the reasonable one and Steve Bannon's radioactive? We'll talk about
it. I got tons of thoughts on this one.
Now. Okay, I know. We'll
get to those later.
We got to get Newsom on here. Oh, you can't have Newsom on. Come on now. You'll be helping him. Some moderate will go, he sounds moderate. Dom sounds bad.
Very well-dressed individual, but not as well-dressed as someone else I know.
Let me think about that. Let's go to Congressman Jeff Van Drew. Now, Congressman Jeff Van Drew is about the best dress I've ever seen in person. But Newsom's got that California thing going on. I had him in studio, Congressman, in person. The way you fold that shirt when you don't wear a tie. But you always wear a tie, so you have the advantage.
I almost always wear a tie. But you know what it is? There's always one event or one thing during the day where I need to have it. So pretty much just every day I put it on. There will be maybe 3 or 4 times in a month. I know this is crazy. I say I have pajamas that are suits. But 3 or 4 times I don't have to wear it, and I do enjoy it. But there's no, so, you know, I used to just take it off, put it on, I just leave it on. It's easier.
So these pajama suits that you have, so are these repurposed suits that you now sleep in because you just don't want to wear them in public anymore?
I'm actually... of course I don't, but I like to have fun with it. And because people say, man, Jeff, you're always stuck wearing a suit. And I go to a lot of events and just do a lot of things. And I'll say, I have pajama suits, man. I say I just can jump out of bed if it's real early in the morning and just, you know, get on a TV show or whatever. But I don't. No, I wear sweats and try to relax. And I really look forward to it, you know, when those few times that I can relax. But by and large, I do have, like, sometimes I'll wear a T-shirt under a suit. If I'm not going to anything that's real formal, I have some really nice T-shirts.
Still wearing the jacket,
that I'll wear underneath there. Yeah, and then the jacket on top.
So I got a question that comes from Dawn, one of our other hosts, Congressman. I don't mean to step on the serious stuff you're about to talk with Dom, but she asked Dom to ask you, or me to ask you, have you ever considered sending an invite to President Zelensky or Elon Musk to take them shopping on a shopping trip?
Well, you know, it's the really interesting part of it. Dressing is for me, it's fun to wear different suits, different styles, and have some fun with it in different ties. It's not trying to do anything, you know, that you're better. It's nothing like that. It's just a lot of fun. And if you've got to wear a suit every damn day, then you might as well, in my mind, have a little fun with it. I had a really good talk the other day with somebody that serves with me on Judiciary Committee. And, you know, 5 years ago, it's over 5 years now, a little bit, I became a Republican. I was a conservative Democrat, as you know. There was no room for me in the Democratic Party. They left me completely. But anyhow, he said, you know, Jeff, he's a friend and I've gotten to know him well. He said, but, you know, when you first came over, he said, to the Republican Party, he said, I saw, and he's kind of a plain dresser, to be honest with you. He said, I thought, who is this fancy-ass guy with his fancy suit thinking he's just right? It was just so funny. And he said, and I've come to know you, and you really speak from the heart, and you're, and I am. I'm more conservative than half of the Republicans that were out there, you know, so it's all good. But Elon Musk, the wealthiest man on the globe, on the planet, but he doesn't care about him much. Zelensky, I think he's trying to have his own look or just do something different. Remember, the guy was a comedian before he became in charge of Ukraine.
I think he wears a suit. He's coming back to the White House again. That's what we're told. I think he wears a suit this time.
Look, if I'm his advisor, I'd say to him, you better get the friggin' suit off. You know? You screwed it up last time. You know, go to Men's Warehouse on the way or whatever. Pick up a suit. You know, you don't have to get the best one or a fancy one, but just get a suit and a tie and a shirt. You're dealing with the most powerful nation and the most powerful man in that nation on the face of the earth. So maybe it's worth the investment.
All right. Now, this you're not somebody, and I know there was reluctance on the part of voting for another continuing resolution, but a lot of specifics here. Chip Roy is a guy who's very conservative, saying this, I think, is the best way to put it, gives us the on-ramp to bigger things, to really being able to curtail spending.
That's a way to put it, for sure. I mean, that's well said in a way. This is what it is. So it is a CR, but it's not just an exact duplicate of the exact same budget that Nancy Pelosi had. Now, it still has those spending levels, but the president is going to have the discretion within that CR, working with members of Congress, to be able to direct monies in certain directions. So it's not just the routine CR that was there before. The top line is, the number is, but at least we can really focus. We can still cut the waste, fraud, and abuse. And let me be clear again, I'm going to say it every damn day. Nobody is out to hurt people that are on Social Security. It's not going to get cut. Nobody is out to hurt people on Medicare. It's not going to get cut. Nobody is out to hurt people that are seniors or disabled or are working folks that have, you know, family care, which is Medicaid. It's not going to get cut. Waste, fraud, and abuse. So what does that mean? Somebody said to me, well, you keep using those words. What does it mean? It means that if a person is on Medicaid who is totally healthy, I'm giving an example.
Sure.
There are people just like this,
mm-hmm.
totally healthy, has no children, single, and has no problems, and yet continues to collect Medicaid and just doesn't want to work. No, there should be work requirements. If you want to collect Medicaid, you've got to work. And I know people, quite frankly, that are good people that work 6 days a week, sometimes 7 days a week. They just aren't high income earners, and that's okay. And they are on some form of Medicaid. You very often see their health insurance, et cetera. And that's okay. Nobody's out to hurt them. We're a new Republican Party. And I do say this to Chip, too. And I say that clearly. We've got to watch out that people aren't saying that we're the party of no, the party that takes away from good people, the party that hurts people, because we are not. In fact, we're trying to do the opposite here. This is the way that I frame this, and this is important. When people are committing fraud in Social Security, for example, I have a bill and we're trying to prioritize it. If you are an illegal alien, and even worse, if you're an illegal alien that's committed a crime, no, guess what? Guess what, Dom? You can't collect Social Security and you can't be part of the Social Security system.
Exactly.
I think that's
exactly.
Okay, because for every right. one of those, and all your Americans that are listening out there on your show, we're taking away from you. When there's waste, fraud, and abuse, it hurts those good people who pay into the system and are getting screwed. So it is a little bit them versus us. And us is all Americans of every race, color, and creed who work hard, who pay into these systems, and other people don't and are abusing it, and there's fraud going on. That we do want to take care of.
All right, now so the good news. Yeah. I'm sorry, Congressman.
I'll just finish this up with this. A lot of people who wear red hats, and you know what I mean, who rely upon Medicaid
right,
for one
exactly.
reason or another, disabled, et cetera. So,
all right. Now, to that point, inflation down, everybody happy with this. It looks really good. It's the best going back to 4 years, the rate anyhow. I'm not a tariff guy, and I wanted to ask you, philosophically, I'm not. And this is a little chaotic to me. It's got to be more pulled together, I think, to seem to be workable. Are your constituents, are you getting people concerned with their 401k? Or is it more they think Trump is going to move away from this fairly quickly, so they're willing to give it a little leeway?
The guy's been in 12 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to give him some room. You know, I when I was with him the most recent time, and I was expressing something similar to what you said, we were a few of us there, and he said, and he didn't say it in an arrogant way. He said it in a nice way. He was kidding. He had a big smile on his face. He said, listen, watch, and learn. And that's what I would say. I think we're going to be okay. I think there's another way to look at this. You know, I love free trade. I'm with you. But there's another way to look at this. We have made our, I'll give you an example, the Panama Canal. Some people say, oh, how ridiculous, we're going to take
right.
the Panama Canal back. Well, I don't know what's going to happen in the end. But guess what? We get lousy terms and conditions on the Panama Canal. The United States does. We treat other countries better. But it was our almost 40,000 people who died building the canal. And most Americans today don't even know that. It was us. We should have never given the Panama Canal away to begin with. And it's with trade deals. We get screwed. We get the short end of the stick. We're paying tariffs very often, and they're not. And it's just not fair. So what the president is trying to do here is make it fair for American manufacturers and American people and American trade so we don't have such a trade deficit. At the end of the day, we have something to lose in all this. It could hurt a little bit, but they've got a lot more to lose. And at the end of the day, these other countries, for all their bluster, are going to calm down because you know what everybody wants, Tom? They want the American buck, including Europe. You know, Europe knows how to spend money real well, our money, American money.
Right.
They love to tell us where to spend it on, including Ukraine. It's the same here. It's okay for us to have restrictive agreements with other countries and get screwed, but it's not okay for them. No, we've got to have a more fair playing field. I think we will. The president warned us, you know, and I don't always agree with him on everything. I'm not just doing what he says, but he when he started this out, he said, I use the word, it's going to be a little bumpy. He said something very similar to that. You've got to give him a little bit of room. Now, 3 years from now, if things aren't looking good and, you know, the tariffs have backfired, okay, then we'll have that conversation. I don't think that'll be the case.
Congressman, thank you as always. Great stuff. And thanks for the clothing advice.
Real quick, everybody be aware, we're having my next judiciary, where I'm chairman of Oversight Committee and Judiciary. That's coming up next month, actually late this month, I'm sorry, and it's going to be real good. We're going to dig into the FBI. Just how much money did we waste in the FBI? It's going to be some huge numbers, and what's going on with the morale there. So,
all right, we will be on top of it. Thanks for the tease on that. Thanks, Congressman. Congressman Jeff Van Drew here on Talk Radio 1210.
When he said one more thing, I thought he was going to give us like a fashion tip.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I'm not giving us 3 years. I would say end of May, Memorial Day, something like that's reasonable on this tariff thing. In your own mind, be honest. Everybody said, and there's one of the biggest supporters of the president. He differs with him on some things. This is to not pinpoint it for me. The inflation stuff after 1 month is great news, though. By the way, the president's meeting with the Irish prime minister at the White House, you know whose name had to come up, Rosie O'Donnell, who's moved to Ireland because of Trump.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I think the sound's out
I'm
there.
So
you, it's right now. You can find. And he asked the prime minister, do you know Rosie O'Donnell? And he goes, no, who's that? And he goes, you're better off not knowing. You know, the best line that I've ever seen Trump or maybe a comedian do, the first debate, 2016, Megyn Kelly went after him and read all these things he said about women. And at the end, she said something about, is that how you feel about women? And he paused. It was like a 30-second pause. Only Rosie O'Donnell. Mm-hmm. The place, we were at Xfinity Live. That was it right there. It sealed up the nominee. It was unbelievable. And Megyn Kelly was like, oh, man.
Let me take you to that meeting with the Irish.
Okay, yeah, the Irish PM.
Fun-loving people, great attitude, many in this room right now that I've met. Why in the world would you let Rosie O'Donnell move to Ireland? I think she's going to lower your happiness level.
It's true. Thank you. I like that question.
Mr. Prime Minister, are you expecting? Are you expecting?
You know who she is?
Yeah.
I'm joking.
You better off not. You better off not know.
President Trump.
He's sitting in the dictator chair. At least that's what Trump calls it. All right, 855-839-1210.
And it's beautiful and warm, not physically. It's actually quite cold.
You got to give her credit, though. She actually followed through.
I would tell you.
She was the one person that was like, we're moving, and she did it.
The all-star team of The View, the very worst of the worst, she makes it.
She's the captain.
Whoopi wouldn't even be on there. Joy Woods, probably Sonny Hostin, Star Parker, and Rosie O'Donnell. That feud. And Jenny McCarthy the ignorance, the dumbness just keeps on, it's gargantuan. Imagine Rosie O'Donnell with today's politics, what she might think or what she might say. Oh, my God. All right. It's often said, and we say it, people have told me, you just don't visit Sicily. You fall head over heels in love with this ancient crossroads of civilization. Think about it. Back to the Greeks. The Romans, the Arabs, the Normans, the Spaniards, the Germans, they all left their cultural mark. all that we're going to do is see all that. I'd like you to join me and Roe for the sun, the sea, and the unparalleled beauty of the Mediterranean Europe in Sicily and also Calabria this fall. I'll be headed to Europe again, and I only go with one person, Ken Chase and Conservative Tours. 5544. That's all it is. That includes airfare. The dining events alone are spectacular. Bustling Palermo, the Quattro Conte, stunning Montreal, the Palace of the Normans. Just call 888-733-9494. Or, easier, go to conservativetours.com. We'll even enjoy the Godfather Tour. Visit the locales from the movies. The crown jewel of Sicily is Taormina. We'll see you there, Mount Etna, the Valley of the Temples. This is Sicily. Always ancient, charming, picturesque, and a country within a country. I will see you in Savoca, but only if you get on board. Call 888-733-9494. All right, Dr. Giordano's show. Welcome in. 855-839-1210. Coming up, we'll talk with great economist E.J. Antoni about this inflation turnaround that's major. What does he think of the tariffs? I'm still not there, but I'm looking for people that you're taking a look at your 401k. You heard what Jeff Andrews said. I'd say, all right, a few more months of this. It seems scattershot to me to see where we go. Okay. But you're being told to take one for the team here, that this will bring American manufacturing back to America if these are put into play. But there seems to be this charge of fentanyl at times, too. And I don't get it with Canada. Canada's not an issue with fentanyl. Does some fentanyl get through Canada? Yeah. But, I mean, we're not going to go to these levels over fentanyl in Canada. Mexico, let's take action. Let's stop this. Send the drones in. Take out the cartels. Send a message to the cartels. Now, it'd have to be a big message with them. What's Mexico going to do? Isn't that where the real action is? So I get tired of the Canada stuff. I get it with Trudeau. He's disgusting. You know, it's a great mockery. We played you his fight last week, the charity fight. But Mexico is the source. If you're concerned about fentanyl, that's where you go. If you're concerned, well, the border seems to be locked down now. That is a big plus as far as people getting through. Now we're looking at deportation here and self-deportation. All right, so big 1 o'clock hour. I'm coming to your calls. Hit us with something original, too. Unibrow, Anthony Davis, hit us with that facial feature that really pops. And Dan and Henry and I haven't had a chance to bat around fully. We'll give you a chance, too. Steve Bannon will be the next on the Newsom podcast. See, this guy is just getting more blatant every second. Is his idea that he's going to own these people? Or is his idea, I'm a moderate? You can't be a moderate having Steve Bannon on. You know, he's going to look like a moderate. What's Bannon going to say to him? God. 855-839-1210.
Dom Giordano. Weekdays 9 till noon. On Talk Radio 1210. WPHT.